Let's meet the guy in the weather center, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat. What? Where is Pat? I don't have Pat on the line yet. There we go. You can hear this now. Uh-oh. There he is.
There I am.
I tried you three times.
The ring here.
It's the strange world of Skype.
It's got to be, because I have my headsets on purposely so I could hear you. And I'm just sitting here and looking at the computer models and saying, oh, this is just great. And waiting for Marshall to show up.
I heard this boop, boop, dan, dan, you know, that stupid music.
Now they have new music, yeah. You like that?
No, they've got the boop boop and then the music. It's just they give you everything all at once. It makes you want to vomit.
Oh, geez. Well, listen, it beats paying for this. Remember back in the old days, Marshall.
God,
we had to remember the Comrex units that we used to have, and then after buying that expensive stuff, then we went over to ISDN.
And ISDN was expensive, and now we have Skype.
Now we have Skype, which is free.
Free for now.
Well, they said that years ago, 2 years ago, and thank goodness it's still free.
All right. So now, yes. The hot air is free.
And so is this weather forecast. It's free because it stinks. Yesterday, at Kennedy Airport last evening, three quarters of an inch of rain in 11 minutes.
Yeah, they got. I was speaking with Mike Conzie, and they got pounded by Monmouth Park. In Ocean County.
Bradley got 2 inches of rain yesterday.
We missed it at my house. They got a thunderstorm in Falls Village, but we missed it at my house.
That's it. This is the way they go. And today, partly cloudy, humid, a better chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. 85 to 90 today. The showers and storms will die out tonight before midnight, low 70s. So the front causing this weather will give us a little less humid weather on Thursday into Friday. Sun and clouds Thursday. I don't expect any rain, 85 to 90. Sunny, hot, moderately humid Friday, low 90s. The next front comes in and stalls, cloudy and humid with showers Saturday, low 80s. Cloudy, humid, showers and thunderstorms Sunday, low 80s.
So now, no steady rain? I mean, you're we won't get any steady rain this weekend?
Don't know about that.
All right.
What happens in the summertime, when you get patterns like this, the computer models, their equations are not geared for this. And a lot of times in the summer, when you get a pattern like this, it could produce a steady, heavy rainfall. Now, will it happen Saturday night, Sunday? Don't know. But I don't like it. And, you know, there's nothing we could do about our big, huge picnic going on Saturday up at the lake, 250 people. You know, they have horseshoe contests, beanbag stuff. They have blow-ups for the kids, you know, the blow-up rides and all of that stuff. All of this could be, just lousy. And one thing is good, Marshall.
What?
He did not call me, meaning the social director. He did not call me to ask me what the weather's going to be for Friday, and I'm not volunteering. Because I told you, he a week ago and 2 weeks ago, he was telling me about his app that was forecasting a slight chance of a shower with a high temperature, a very pleasant high temperature of 80. And I just looked at him, I said, mm-hmm, like that. So he can go back to his app and he could rely on that. Whatever it is.
That's amazing. And this guy's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't get it sometimes.
They just don't.
They just don't get it that, you know, it's very insulting to us when we work hard at what we do. And all of a sudden, you know, some people don't pay attention to it, especially when it's your friends.
Well, I told you that I wrote him an email yesterday, right before I spoke with you yesterday, telling him that if this amount of people is showing up, I'm not setting all of this up, for this amount of people, especially when half of the people that are coming are in the cast and already saw the movie. So yesterday I got a call, three of the board officers were meeting, and I got a call, conference call, saying that there's going to be this many people. I said, and how do you know this? They said, oh, they emailed me. I said, why are they emailing you when I'm running this? Oh, I said, and why didn't you forward that to me so that I know how many people are coming? Well, what is the problem? I said, the problem is how much do I know snacks to buy and stuff like that? Oh, don't worry, we'll take care of that. I said, because I put a thing in that too. I said, okay, fine. And I said, I'm really thinking of setting this up in the new studio. Why would you do that when we're going to have the tents up? I said, because everything is already set up in the studio. And if we only have 25 or 30 people, it makes it very easy for me. So then they agreed. Yeah, you're right, Pat. Do that. And that was the end of that conversation. Marshall, I'm starting to learn to stand ground.
That's it. It's what you got to do with these people.
Yep. Simple as that.
Stand your ground.
Yep. Not that I'm looking forward to going up to the lake Friday afternoon when it's 90 degrees and humid. So now I have to stay an extra night, because of this. Yeah. And I'm just not looking forward to it at all.
My advice to you is to bring a bottle of Johnny Walker Black Label.
No, I need to find a nice normal house on a nearby lake. That's what I need. A normal house that has electric and a bathroom.
Well, you can sell your house and then use that money to go towards another one.
That's what I was thinking.
Because you got that good deal on the house, and you sold your house in Long Island and stuff, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I bought the cabin for $1,000 when I was a teenager.
What would it go for now? What do you figure? $100,000?
No, not that much. I would say somewhere between 70 and 80.
Well, still, there's 70 and 80 grand you could put down on a nice cabin on a house and maybe, so have yourself another mortgage, but at least you have a house you can go to.
Right. You mean one that's decent, right? Exactly, as far as I'm concerned, and has a bathroom and electric. Yeah. So. But of course, then all our friends and everything like that won't be there.
Oh, you make new ones.
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah. Exactly. So that is it from this standpoint. The phones, the new phones are working fine. Computers are up running. What happens, Marshall, when you get a blue screen on a Dell computer?
Was it just blue?
It goes blue and then shuts down.
There's a problem with your operating system.
Mm-hmm.
They used to call it the blue screen of death, but it's
blue
not
screen any, of death, yeah, right?
But it's not anymore because you can restart it and it'll operate, right?
Oh yeah, I restart came right up.
Yeah, there's something that is. Did you add anything to the computer recently?
No.
Yeah, there's some problem. There's a software conflict. That's what it sounds like.
Oh okay, and how do you get rid of that?
And then so there's a software conflict, so you gotta that's what it is.
And how do you get rid of that?
I think you gotta there should be an error code with your blue screen.
Oh okay. Either that or someone told me boot it up in safe mode.
Yeah, but next time it happens, look for the error code, write it down, and then call your a computer guy and they'll tell you what it is, or else enter the error code in on Google, and it'll tell you what it is.
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right.
Yes, you didn't go to the city yesterday. I assume you're not going this week at all.
No.
That's it. So it's out for you. No. So you're going to go back home, and you're going to sit in the air conditioning, even though you love this hot and humid weather.
Well, I go out on the deck, and I.
Oh, you
I
do?
Yeah,
okay.
I go out on the deck, yeah. I could probably go out on the deck for an hour, come back in, go out back, I go out on the deck with the dogs for a couple of times a day. Yeah.
Okay, good. While you're out there, throw a couple of burgers on.
We do. Is it if they're the burgers, sometimes they're hot dogs, sometimes they're turkey. Yeah, it all depends. But I'll be thinking of you.
Yeah, I'll be right in the Weather Center air conditioning.
Right.
No doubt about that.
And I might call you because I will trust your forecast to see if there's any thunderstorms coming.
Okay, not a problem.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Okay, Marshall. See you tomorrow.
All right. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.